This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, March 9th. Well, we had both lives and feeders were just quietly higher yesterday. Fairly calm trade as we wait for a supply-demand report out today that will affect mostly the grains, but cattle market just kind of biding its time here. Cash trade last week was basically steady, while the box beef lost quite a bit of value, up to $10 for the week on the choice. So we see the packers taking the hit as far as margins go. They had plenty of wiggle room to do that, but it's surprising that they would take that much of a hit, not try to lean on the cash market. So clearly, feedlots have some leverage here. And I think that that's probably going to be the case for a while. And in fact, if they've got that kind of leverage in bottleneck cattle, that would suggest that as we move forward and get through this kind of influx of cattle that were carried over from the storm, you're headed into a window where supplies will be tighter just simply because of a drop in placements last fall. And that's coming at the same time, of course, that you've got an increase in demand as we head into springtime, which is a strong seasonal for the cattle market. That's usually your strongest demand time of the year. So it all points to a firm market, but it's definitely obviously come under some pressure over the last couple of days. And I think a big part of that is simply because you bottlenecked up a bunch of cattle, whether it be cattle coming out of the feedlots or cattle going into the auction yards to go into the feedlots. All of it just got backed up because of the storm. And now we're kind of working our way past that, and we're seeing much more activity in the cash market. Cash feeders have also come under some pressure. The feeder cattle index is down about $7 over the last couple weeks. So I think there too, you're just seeing more animals coming into the auction yards, and that's adding some pressure. Concerns about drought in the southern and central plains, obviously slowing down some movement there. But we've got rains forecast for pretty much the entire southern and central plains, even the far western plains. Probably going to get some snow, but still a great deal of moisture coming for the plains this weekend and into next week. If that materializes, and it looks like a pretty good shot that it's going to do that, then grass conditions and even winter wheat conditions should improve significantly. And I would imagine you're going to start to see demand pick up for grass calves. Usually in the spring, but starting about this time, but mostly through April, you start to place a lot of calves on grass. And if the rains are there and if pastures are in good condition, demand for calves is usually quite strong. And I think if you've got live cattle holding up firm, you know, if they start moving higher because of, you know, the demand is there and the supplies are tight, which is what I'm expecting would happen, it certainly bodes well for the feeder cattle as well. And obviously, they're going to be looking at corn prices, which, you know, seem to be holding their own quite well. And it's a touchy situation in South America with dryness permeating across much of Argentina and late plantings for the second season corn crop in Brazil. That's going to push that crop way deeper into the normal dry period for Brazil. So you could end up with a fairly short second season crop, and that would fall right about the time we're really getting planting into our own corn. So there's the corn market could be, it's already been very strong, but there's certainly some things lining up that could continue to propel it higher as we work our way through the spring and early summer. And obviously that would have an impact on feeders. But I think initially, good pasture conditions, if the grass is there, demand will be there for calves. And because they don't have to buy corn to feed them if they're on grass. And I think that the feeder cattle and live cattle have a pretty good shot of moving higher into, for live cattle, we're still looking at late March, early May, early April. And then for feeders, usually that holds well into early May. Now, a recap of last week's cash activity. We had the Fed trades about steady at 114, which is up one from a year ago. Dressed trade at 180 was down two on the week, but steady with a year ago. Dressed weights, 843 pounds, is down one from the previous week and up nine from a year ago. Steer prices at 149, that's up eight on the week, down one from last year. Rib primals at $384, down 12 on the week, up 53 over a year ago. and 90% trimmings at 233, up 2 on the week and up 9 from a year ago. So year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter is running 3.5% behind a year ago. Cow slaughter is down 0.9%. Dressed weights are up 2.1%. And beef production is down 1.5%. So I think moving forward, again, it's seasonal would have us moving higher. We've had a pretty good break in the cattle, and I think, again, that's because of the storm backing up some supplies, and now it's kind of bottlenecking the market. But as we move into spring, early summer, demand usually is pretty strong. The economy is going to see a big influx of stimulus. There's a lot of reasons to think that the cattle market would perform pretty well coming in over the next 4 to 5 weeks. And I think the feeders will follow along with that. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.